The best friends anybody ever had.
Well, the jerk store called. They're running out of you. Bring it in.
I will only be checking somewhat satisfied on our comment card.
You know what really grinds my gears? Hug me!
For Alibi Vodka.
This is Bugs and Hugs.
Hello, and I am Tamara Cherry, filling in for Evan Bray. You might be wondering where Evan is. Well, as you think about what's bugging you and what's hugging you, or what hugs you're giving out today, give us a call, please. 1-877-332-8255. I'll fill you in on a little something. All week I've been saying I'm filling in for Evan Bray, who's vacationing, staycationing, whatever the heck he's doing. Hopefully he's relaxing. And I've been asking all morning for anybody who is on the road from Saskatchewan to Alberta to take in Game 6 on Edmonton Oilers ice tonight to give me a call. And guess who we have on the line? None other than the host of this show, the one, the only, Evan Bray on the highway. Do we have Evan? Evan, do we have you?
I think that's the best hype I've had in a long time. I love it.
We're all about hype today, Evan. It's game six. Come on. Yeah.
Hey, we are right now in the throes of a heavy downpour in North Battleford, Saskatchewan.
No,
but that's all right. We got it. There's before the light comes the rain, Tamara.
Yeah.
And tonight is when the sun will shine. It's going to be a big win tonight.
Evan, you're not alone in that vehicle, I understand. For the Regina listeners, who do you have in there?
I've got the one and only. Go ahead, Greg.
Hi, Tamara. It's Greg Morgan. I am a longtime listener, first-time caller. I just want to say it's Bugs and Hugs Day. There's only one thing I want to say. I want to give a hug to Cy Bray. Evan's son is alongside of us here, too. He's the one that got through the quickest to get me the tickets for tonight.
So, no way.
Yeah. I listen to you more than Evan Bray sometimes.
Okay, tell me the story. Evan, tell me the story. How did you get here? Are you one of those guys that had a hotel booked like a year ago because you just could feel it in your bones? What's been happening this past week to make this happen?
Yeah, you are right in that Greg and I actually booked hotel rooms during the Dallas series. So when the Oilers were playing the Stars, we booked hotel rooms for what we were hoping was going to be the game that the Oilers won the Stanley Cup. As it turns out, it's still on the road to the Stanley Cup, but tickets went on sale after, obviously, the Oilers beat Dallas, and my son, as Greg said, was able to get two tickets for him and I, and two tickets for Greg as well. So we got four of us in the vehicle. We are smiling, happy, and excited for Game 6 tonight.
What are your predictions? What are your predictions, guys?
Well, we're all easily predicting it's going to be an Oilers win. I think we all vary on what the actual score will be, but I think we're all confident the Oilers, in what is still being touted as maybe the loudest game in NHL history tonight, for the Oilers, but it's going to be a great atmosphere. We're going early enough so that we can, you know, take part in some of the tailgating and things that are going to be happening there outside the stadium, and then the game itself.
Amazing. Blue and orange prognostications here on the Evan Bray Show on this Friday. I'm so happy for you guys. Drive safely, and please bring us some good news come Monday when you're back in the seat. Okay.
Let's hope. Do you want us to call in after the game?
Oh, I'll be no. Don't call in after the game. Your career in radio might be on the line a little bit. I have a feeling if you're calling in after this game, Evan. No, have fun, be safe, enjoy, and go Oilers, go.
Right on. Thank you.
Woo! All right, that was Evan Bray on the Evan Bray Show. It's about time, Evan Bray, to be on your own show this week. I've been filling in, of course, I'm Tamara Cherry, filling in for Evan Bray this week. And I didn't even ask him who he had a hug for, but I'm sure it's the Oilers. It'll be the Oilers tonight for sure. It is Bugs and Hugs. That means you give me a call. Tell me what is bugging you. Tell me who you want to give a hug to. 1-877-332-8255. You know what? Maybe you're hugging the Oilers, but you're bugged by the scalpers because maybe you are priced out of heading to the game. I know many people who are. There was somebody who called in earlier today, too, who is on the road. Is his name Devin? I think his name was Devin. He was on the road, and he said he was flipping over some couch cushions to scrounge the money together to be able to go to the game tonight. All right, give me a call with your bugs and hugs. 1-877-332-8255. We are going first to Saskatoon. Wayne, you got a bug or you got a hug?
Well, I kind of have a bug. I want to put a little hug in for Florida for winning the game tonight.
Oh, you just created a bug for many people out there, Wayne.
But my bug is Canada played Argentina last night. What a gutsy effort, being totally outclassed. But the bug is with CONCACAF and the reffing. I played enough soccer in my day. I did a lot of reffing. That was so biased, it made me sick.
You think they're just in love with Messi or what?
Well, they're not going to. They're not going to let Canada have any chance. It never happened, CONCACAF. I'll give you an example. Sorry if I take too long. There's a play in the second half. The ball's into the box. We have a guy receive the ball, and he's trying to check. A defender slipped right to him from the back, right to him, cut him down. That should be a penalty kick. No matter where you play under CONCACAF FIFA rules, it was not even looked at.
That's a good bug. That's a good bug, Wayne. And Wayne, I'm so sorry that you're going to have another bug tonight when the Oilers move forward to Game 7.
No, my friend.
Are you actually a Panthers fan, Wayne? Or are you just an anyone but the Oilers fan?
I'm a Bruins fan. I hate the Oilers.
That'll do it. You know what? We were talking earlier on in the show how sports grudges are put to the test in times like these, and you have passed that test, Wayne. All right, thanks for calling in to Bugs and Hugs. All right, you're listening to Bugs and Hugs on the Evan Bray Show. I am Tamara Cherry, filling in for Evan. Give me a call. What's bugging you? What would you like to throw a hug out for? You can call us at 1-877-332-8255. You know what bugged me this week? There was a story about somebody being charged, I guess everyone's being charged this now, $25 to book a ticket with WestJet over the phone. $25. And this brought up other bugs for me, which is the fact that you now get charged, $2 or $3 to book a movie ticket, whether it's through Landmark or Cineplex online. Like, I am doing your job for you, and I have to pay more for it. It bugs me. But at the same time, I give them a little hug because I know that they suffered during the pandemic. So what's bugging you? Who do you want to give a hug to? Give us a call, 1-877-332-8255. We'll be going back to the phones after the break here on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.
Woo! Come on, everybody, give it up!
Why don't you do the world a favor, pull your lip over your head and swallow?
Are you crying? There's no crying in baseball!
Because they're all good kids, until dried out, brain dead skags like you drag them down and convince them they're no good.
I love it.
This is Bugs and Hugs.
For Alibi Vodka. Clap along
if you feel like I got a lot of hugs to give out this week. I'm sending out a hug to my brother Josh, aka Jace Cherry, who all of his coworkers now across the province of Saskatchewan are now calling him Jace. And in fact, somebody texted into the show yesterday, the day after my brother was, of course, on here with me to talk about the Oilers, his favorite team for as long as I have known him, which is my entire life, obviously. Well, my entire life minus 2 years. He was born when I was two. I'm sending him a hug because he didn't want to come on the radio. He was a shy guy, which would surprise anybody who knows him. I'm sending him a hug because he did not get tickets to tonight's game. He was at game 4 and he didn't have a guy that could hook him up this time. So I'm sending a hug to Josh. And I'm also sending a bug to all the ticket scalpers out there who are making it very inaccessible for the diehard fans. And it's funny. First, if you have a bug or a hug, I'd love to hear what it is. Give me a call. 1-877-332-8255. Whatever's on your mind that is bugging you or making you want to give somebody a hug today, you can give us a call. It's funny, I was just watching a story out of Saskatoon. The headline was, Saskatoon celebrates water reservoir, pump station, and lift station completion. It is a celebratory time. Well, not so much on our text board, where Nathan in Saskatoon is texting in, how does the city of Saskatoon build a brand new $56.8 million water reservoir but do not build a slow down turning lane to enter it. Is there no thought when building things anymore? Nathan, I don't know. Maybe they were thinking more about the celebration that would happen after the completion of this reservoir and not necessarily enough about the traffic around it. But thank you for your comment. All right, I'm heading to the phone lines. And again, if you want to join this conversation, the best way to do so is to pick up the phone, 1-877-332-8255. What is bugging you? Who do you want to give a hug to? Anne in Regina, who's bugging you today? Or who do you want to hug, Anne?
I'm bugged this morning.
Uh-oh.
I want to preface this by saying I know that the airlines don't have any control over the weather or their lack of staff on some days.
Mm-hmm.
But honestly, it's getting to the point of being ridiculous. 2 weeks ago, my cousin's daughter was flying here from Toronto. She lived in the States. She had to take an early morning flight to Toronto. Her flight to Regina was supposed to leave a couple hours later. Well, she ended up sitting in the airport all day because they kept delaying it. Then, come 7 o'clock, she's supposed to actually get on the plane, and they canceled the flight.
Oh, gosh.
They did give her a voucher for a hotel room, so that was good. And another instance is, my son and his wife went to Las Vegas for their anniversary, and they come back to Calgary. Well, WestJet was late, so guess what? They were stuck in the Calgary airport for 20 hours.
Oh, my gosh.
Because they missed their flight.
20 hours in the airport?
Yes, 20 hours. They could have rented a car and driven home, but they didn't. They couldn't even get a hotel room because they brought in a bunch of people from up north that had evacuated from the fire.
Oh, goodness.
And, you know, it's just getting a little bit ridiculous.
And you know what they need in Canadian airports? Therapy dogs.
No kidding.
There should be therapy dogs roaming the halls of every airport in this country. Just calm me down. You know, have, especially in those lines, when you get off a plane and you're told right before you get off, they say, anybody who's supposed to be connecting to such and such should go to the desk because you've been rebooked on another flight. They should have therapy dogs at that desk because it's always a long snaking line of angry people. And I feel for the agents who are standing there. I feel for them. I really do. But oh my gosh. Yeah, I'm very bugged by the airlines quite often. Anne, thank you for your call. I'm sending you a hug, Anne.
Oh, thank you very much. Bye for now.
Bye-bye. I could talk for ages about all the bugs with airlines. I think that I am actually, I'm still waiting for compensation on a flight. Honestly, at this point, I don't even remember if it's Air Canada or WestJet because I feel like I've had multiple claims over the last year for ridiculous cancellations without warning and ridiculous reasons. But I'm still waiting for, it's been more than a year now and I don't even remember who it is. But thank you, Anne, for reminding me of that. What's bugging you? What hug would you like to share? 1-877-332-8255. Something that bugged me this week was the Saskatchewan Health Authority sent out a news release, or maybe this was in response to a request, but clarifying that it had sent the wrong information to an independent agency, that is the Canadian Institute for Health Information, that erroneously showed that nearly half of Saskatoon hospital beds were unoccupied. So you might recall this story, and maybe it was one of the bugs from last week, where, yeah, all these numbers show that nearly half of Saskatoon's hospital beds were unoccupied. What the heck? So that's a bug in itself. But then to hear that the Saskatchewan Health Authority got it wrong, like, come on, how many eyeballs go on these things before these go out? You know there's like 10 sets of eyeballs that go on things anytime they put anything out to the public. Maybe there's not really that level of scrutiny when they're sending data to the Canadian Institute for Health Information, but perhaps there should be, given that that information goes out to the public. In a time of eroding trust in our most fundamental institutions, we were talking about this yesterday on the show, criminal justice, the government, healthcare, Saskatchewan Health Authority, just make sure you get it right. So I'm sending out a bug to the Saskatchewan Health Authority today. I'm going on to over to the text lines and I'll throw out the number one more time, 1-877-332-8255. 8255. Are you sending a hugs out to the Oilers tonight? Maybe to the Saskatchewan Roughriders. You know, they beat the Ticats on Ticat territory in their last game. Now they're going to be meeting the Ticats on Regina, Saskatchewan territory at Mosaic Stadium. So let's see if they're going to do it again. I'll give a hug out to them. I've got a hug coming in from unsigned. Somebody in Saskatoon did not include their name. Says, I'm giving a hug, I guess, as it is a happy statement. With five new faces already coming to Saskatoon City Council this fall, it is the start of great change coming. Only five more need to turn it in, and this city will be overjoyed as a new council can finally turn this city around. Trust me, it's way overdue. I like the optimism here because that could have been a bug, but it was a hug. I like it. It's a happy statement. So thank you, Mr. or Miss Unsigned. Murray in Regina, to clarify, it's not Murray Wood from what we understand. Oh, big hug to all Oilers fans, including my former colleague, Josh Cherry. Let's go, Oilers! Oh, I hope Josh is listening and feeling that hug because he needs it today, not being able to make it to game six. But you spelled Josh Cherry wrong. It's actually Jaish. I don't know if you heard it, but it's actually Jaish. That's what I call him. And a hug from Sheena in Saskatoon. I want to send a hug to all those suffering quietly with their mental health. Yes, I love this, Sheena, because so often when it comes to mental health, because we cannot see the scars that we cannot see, so people do end up suffering silently, and that is something that I am a big advocate of. I have shared more than I ever thought that I would share about my mental health in many public forums. If you want to read all about it, go buy my book, The Trauma Bite. Oh, it's filled with tears. But I love that because, and I'll take it a step further to all those who are suffering silently. Think about the fact, you know, next time you have somebody cut you off when you're driving, or just grumble at you as you're checking out in the grocery store. Everybody's carrying something around. You never know what that person's going through. So I love that hug. Keep your bugs and hugs coming in. Give me a call, 1-877-332-8255. Tom from Dundurn. Uh-oh, Tom's got a bug. I'm bugged that the Saskatoon Housing Authority is putting drug addicts into the Scott Forget Towers and putting seniors in harm's way. Absolutely criminal. Okay, this is interesting because I can see how this would be a bug, but it's also probably something that needs a hug. And this is just telling of, you know, something that so many communities are trying to grapple with, especially in the shadows of the pandemic where there were so many social services that were removed and we've seen so many addictions problems bubbling over into our streets. So many cities have, you know, zombies walking around. And I'm not saying this to villainize those zombies. I feel for them. But where are the services? Where's the funding for those services? That's what I say. We are going to, how much time do we have? Where did I put my clock at? Oh, you know what? It's time to go to the news anyway. So bugs and hugs, if you're on the phone, hold on there. And I'm going to get back to the text line as well after 1-877-332-8255. I'm Tamara Cherry on The Evan Bray Show, 980 CGME, 650 CKOM.
That's nice!
That's awesome!
Way to go! Neato, okay?
Who sent this, you flower son of bitches?
I just want to give you a big hug.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore!
This is Bugs and Hugs.
For Alibi Vodka.
Welcome back. I'm Tamara Cherry filling in for Evan Bray. I've been in for him all week. He's just slacking off, that Evan Bray. Who does he think he is taking a week off? I'll tell you who he thinks he is. He thinks he's the guy going to game six tonight on Edmonton Oilers ice. I'm happy for you, Evan. And I'm happy to be filling in for you. And I'm happy that you will be back in this chair on Monday talking about the incredible game six historic Oilers win on Edmonton ice tonight. Can't wait to hear all about it. What's bugging you? Who do you want to send a hug to? 1-877-332-8255. Again, 1-877-332-8255. We're going to the phone lines. We are going to, oh, not quite yet. She's not ready yet. I'm going to the text line. There's a lot of bugs coming in. I'd like to see some hugs, but you know what? Actually, there's a bug and a hug here from producer Frank on the other side of the glass. sweet guy. My bug is when I pay for five TSN channels and they all play the same game at the same time, as opposed to having different games or sports throughout the five channels. That is annoying, Frank. My hug is for Tamara Cherry for kicking butt this week. Frank, I love you. And I'm sending a hug back to Frank, who's not feeling the best today, but he wanted to be here because he knew that there was so much going on today with bugs and hugs and green and white prognostications. And love you, Frank. Love working with you. All right. I'm going now to Ross and Viscount. My bug, as usual, is the federal liberals and Trudeau, pronounced Trudeau, like Homer Simpson. They are trying to frame the capital gains tax increase as the answer to solve housing, dental care, pharmacare, school food programs, etc., etc., etc. But in reality, and not liberal math, they say it will bring in maybe $20 billion over 5 years, so $4 billion a year. Our interest on our debt is $40 million a year, so the capital gains increase won't even cover one-tenth of the interest on our debt. They are so, with about nine O's, delusional and can't believe anyone actually falls for this BS. Thank you for not spelling out that BS, Ross and Viscount. I appreciate the bug, and it leads me to a bug of my own, which is something we were talking a lot about on the show this week, and that is that Canada still has no plan to get to the 2% that we promised as a member of NATO. To the 2% that we promised of our GDP to go to military spending. Not only do we not have a plan, but the majority of NATO countries now for the first time are at 2% or exceeding 2%, and we are near the bottom of the pile of those who are not yet at 2%. So that is something that is bugging me. I do have, you know what, I have one more bug before I go to the phone lines, and that is for Justin Timberlake. AKA, as someone in this station refers to as Justin Timber Snake, I found out this week. And that is, of course, you know, he made news this week for being the talk of Tinseltown when he was arrested for a drunk driving charge on Tuesday. This happened in the Hamptons. I am sending him a bug because it bugs me anytime somebody drives impaired. As a former crime reporter, I've covered enough stories of people being killed by impaired drivers that when I see this, it really bugs me. But I've got to send out a hug to the people who contributed to the hilarious online commentary on Justin Timberlake's mugshot, because apparently the police department, Sag Harbor Police Department, is bringing sexy back with a ring light that they use for the mugshots that they do. Here's some of the comments that were posted online this week. His eyes are popping. The light's amazing. It looks he's about to get a profile done in a New York magazine, only in the Hamptons. Somebody else commented, next album cover. And then another one, I mean, this one's not that funny, but it kind of is. For a guy three sheets to the wind, he looks amazing. Other people saying that they want whoever is taking Justin Timberlake's photo at Sag Harbor Police Department to do their next headshots. Apparently the lighting, I mean, I'm looking at a picture of it right now. It is very good lighting. It's not the usual drab photos we see in mug shots, that's for sure. All right, Evan calling from the road. This isn't Evan Bray, right? Evan Bray already had his time talking about the Oilers. No, this is a different Evan. Evan, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from just outside of Saskatoon.
Okay, what's bugging you this week, Evan?
Well, I've got a bug. Everyone seems to be talking about how, you know, because of the Russia-Ukraine conflict and because of NATO's obligation because of the 2000, I don't think it was a charter, but it was some sort of agreement where it was a nuclear disarmament of Ukraine would be backed up from an invasion from any other country by support from the West. Now, everyone's saying that Canada should reach their 2% of the GDP mark for defense spending. And I think that is ludicrous.
Okay, so what should we be spending on military and why not?
Well, I think that our current spending is okay. And I also believe that there's a lot of corruption in the military, not a whole lot, but tens of millions, sometimes even hundreds of millions of dollars are going into projects that are never being completed and just going not into the pockets of military commanders, but going into the pockets of the military institution for money that they can use elsewhere. Now, that's not the worst thing in the world in Ukraine and Russia. We have corruption in the military that goes way above that. But we have so many problems in this country, and, you know, maybe they're not like America's problems with millions of people crossing the border or anything like that, but we have so many problems at home that when I heard about, oh, we should be reaching that 2% defense spending mark, where is the money going to come from? Who's going to foot the bill?
It's a very good question, Evan. Where is the money going to come from? But are you not at all concerned with this changing geopolitical landscape with China and Russia and Iran kind of laughing at the fact that we're all sort of not, we aren't all, but a growing number of people turning against their democracies. They might be setting us up for something. That doesn't concern you? You don't think that we should have our ducks in a row so we don't need to rely on the United States with where their future likely president Donald Trump says that he would just encourage Russia to do whatever they want with people who have not contributed their 2% of GDP to NATO?
Well, I feel like any NATO country that is attacked by any other country outside of NATO will have the Article 5. They will be able to call on the rest of the alliance, and they will be obligated to defend them. But when it comes to the Russia-Ukraine conflict, Ukraine has been in the sphere of influence of the Russian Empire and the Soviet Union and the Russian Federation for hundreds of years. And I think it's ludicrous that we can't allow the Russians a sphere of influence while the Americans, the British, and the French, all these current and then former world powers, are allowed to maintain their spheres of influence, despite the opinions of anyone, like the protests going on in New Caledonia against the French government's proclamation that now French citizens who've lived there for more than, I think, 10 years can now vote. It's kind of the same thing. We're allowing everyone else to maintain a sphere of influence while we're not allowing Russia.
So you want Russia to have more influence? You want Russia to have more influence?
I think that Russia should be allowed to have a sphere of influence, or else they will be a great nation backed into a corner.
Well, okay.
That could be a humongous problem.
Okay, well, another humongous problem in Russia is the fact that if you speak out against Russian President Vladimir Putin, you're going to be dead within, like, probably 24 to 72 hours. Or at least handcuffed if you're protesting in the streets about people being sent to die on the front lines in Ukraine. Or, you know, we could also talk about the problem, the fact that he was riding around with Kim Jong-un in North Korea earlier this week, where he's now all of a sudden buddies with one of probably the most terrifying leaders in this world, which is the leader of North Korea. I'm going to go back to the phone lines in a minute. You can give us a call, 1-877-332-8255. And I do thank you for your call. And we've got a lot of texts coming in. It's Bugs and Hugs. We got one segment left, people. Get it all out. I want to feel all the feels, okay? 1-877-332-8255. You're listening to Tamara Cherry on the Evan Bray Show. And 650 CKOM 980 CJME.
You're the best friends anybody ever had.
Well, the jerks start cold. They're running out of you.
Bring it in.
I will only be checking somewhat satisfied on our comment card.
You know what really grinds my gears? Hug me!
For Alibi Vodka.
This is Bugs and Hugs.
Welcome back. I'm Tamara Cherry in for Evan Bray, and I'm sending a hug to all the Indigenous people and communities in our province today. Today is National Indigenous Peoples Day. I'm sending you all a hug. I really loved my segment with a very promising future award-winning Indigenous journalist who's coming up in this province right now, a little bit earlier on in the show. You can find it on the podcast a little bit later on, but now's the time I want to hear from you. 1-877-332-8255. What's bugging you this week? Who do you want to send a hug to? Kevin, what's bugging you? You're calling to hug, right?
No, I don't hug.
You're sending me a hug, Kevin.
No, I don't hug. Sorry, Tamara. You triggered me a few times this week.
I triggered you.
You brought in Murray Mandrick. Oh, boy.
Oh, I love Murray Mandrick.
Yeah. Not me so much. Yeah, and this idea that, you know, just any talk about some weather modification or geoengineering or aerosol spraying programs is nothing but conspiracy theories.
Kevin. So it bugs you that we talk about that being nothing but conspiracy theories?
Absolutely.
But let's just clarify. It's
you know the ultimate ignorance, Ace.
Hold on. I just want to clarify. I'm not saying. Just hold on. I'm going to have to put you on hold. I'm going to come back to you. I promise, Kevin. Let me just clarify something, though. It wasn't me saying there's no conspiracy theory. It was actually our premier.
My answer at that point in time was, as I actually don't believe in chemtrails dropping whatever chemicals. And the question wasn't specific to chemtrails. It was a bunch of products coming out of the planes.
Okay, so Kevin, continue.
Politicians, just like the mainstream media and yourself, know there's certain things you aren't supposed to talk about, and there's certain things that... Stop trying to just control this 100%. Let me have a little bit of say here, okay?
Okay, let's have fun.
So we know that powers to be control, and people know there's certain things they don't talk and can't talk about, and there's certain things that they're supposed to dismiss, via the CIA-implanted conspiracy theories, you know, to shut down any conversation.
Area 51. Are we talking about Area 51?
Actually, Tamara, it came from the JFK assassination. They didn't want people knowing the truth about that. You know, Tamara, the ultimate ignorance, actually, is the rejection of something you know nothing about, yet you refuse to investigate, you know? Like, why do Canada and the United States have treaty agreements on aerosol spraying and weather modification? Why are there patents for all the technologies, Tamara?
Kevin. What you can blame me because, yes, I'm a member of the mainstream media, and I will thank you just as I thanked another listener this week for being such a great supporter of mainstream media as well, listening to this show, calling the show. I've long worked in mainstream media, and I will say it does bug me. I'm sending you a hug, Kevin. I know you're not a hugger, so maybe it's a fist pump. Or a pound. It does bug me, though, when people say, do your homework. I am reading all the time. I am the first person to go and dig around, but what I'm not reading is the stuff that just shows up on my social media, because social media algorithms, unfortunately, if they can feel you going down a rabbit hole, they're going to keep pulling you down a rabbit hole. I like having thoughtful conversations, especially with people like you, Kevin. You know, chemtrails, you want to talk about chemtrails. There is no scientific evidence. There's no evidence anywhere of chemtrails. And now, indeed, the premier of our province has finally confirmed for anybody that was wondering that there aren't any chemtrails. But Kevin, there's got to be something that's making you happy this week. Let's get a hug in this conversation.
Come here. Now, after all that little rant of yours to disparage me and be derogatory to anything and suggesting that anything I may have just spoke about in the way of regards to studies, patents, Secretary Cohen acknowledging the fact that they're doing aerosol spraying, Bill Gates talking about it.
Kevin, I have a responsibility. I have to put you on hold for a second. I have a responsibility as a responsible journalist on this radio station to not amplify unproven conspiracy theories. I like to amplify facts, and this is not the place for conspiracy theories. So thank you for your call. I was hoping that you'd have some sort of hug in there today, but I'll talk to you the next time. I'm sure that I am filling in for Evan. All right, you're listening to Bugs and Hugs on the Evan Bray Show. I am Tamara Cherry filling in for Evan all week, and I'm sending another hug out to Evan, because Evan is driving, and Evan right now, I'm sure, is, you know, kind of, he's having a little chuckle. Because I'm contending with the conspiracy theories on the show today. Eleanor from Regina texting in. My bug is how the city of Regina and council has let the beauty of the city go. Weeds are growing everywhere. Meridians are in disrepair, like the one when you turn off the ring road to go to the university. It looks like ones I have seen in abandoned areas of other cities and abandoned towns. Dead trees everywhere. The Department of Highways is guilty of that as well. The provincial government has made so many cuts to the legislation grounds that it has lost its beauty. I speak with many and they feel the same about the city. Saskatoon has the same no weed killer. Well, people don't like how the cities now look. They look like they are not being taken care of. Eleanor, I appreciate that bug. So I guess that you're not going to be somebody who's happy if one of your neighbors decides to let their lawns grow into what's it called? Wild garden, something like that. It's like kind of become a new trend. Lots of people not getting away with it. And before we go to our break, May from Regina with another bug. The lack of separation of accountability and responsibility between Regina City Council and REAL. Where are the promised reports and changes? Guys, this segment is Bugs and Hugs. I appreciate the bugs. This is where you can get it all out. But I like the hugs as well. So I'm sending a hug out to all the listeners who have been so welcoming for me this week as I've been filling in for Evan Bray. I'm sending a hug out to producer Libby Gray and to Frank, who's on the board op, everybody that has been helping out on this show. I'm looking forward to after the break where I'm going to be sending another hug out to the none other than Belton Johnson, because it's going to be eating time here on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.